to Mr. Biz Radio, Biz Talk for Biz Owners. If you're ready to stop faking the funk and take your business onward and upward, this show is for you. And now, here's Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth.
All right, welcome to another episode of Mr. Biz Radio with me, Mr. Biz Ken Wentworth. And today, guys, we're going to talk this week about something that I know we had questions about this. We've talked about it on the show a couple of different times over the 7 years we've been doing the show now, but building your personal brand, it's critically important. Anyone who's listened to the show hears me mention some of these things sometimes. We talk about the Grant Cardones of the world, the Gary Vaynerchuks, the Gary V's, the Tony Robbins, all these major influencers or anything, and how they got to be that way is building their personal brand. And so we've got an absolute expert in the field on the show to talk to us today. We are talking with this week with international speaker and personal brand expert, JJ. He helps people worldwide grow their personal brand and become the go-to person in their space. With over 15 years in the entertainment business and millions of followers worldwide, he knows how to get people to know, like, and trust you. And we know we talk about it all the time. JJ, welcome to Mr. Biz Radio.
Yeah, what's up? It's great to be here. Great to be able to share what's actually something that people can control and leverage. And it doesn't matter whether the business you think is like not the cool thing anymore, the money part isn't working. Like if you have a good personal brand, opportunities will fly to you. Whether the market's down, it doesn't matter. So I think if more people, I can help some people today, just give them a sense of understanding of like who it's meant for, why it's needed, and how did you actually do it without having to be someone you don't want to be. That's kind of the goal for us today.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, and I know I'm preaching to the choir on this, JJ, but I've mentioned this on the show before. You know, Grant Cardone talks all the time about best known beats best product, right? Because if people don't know about you, you could be the world's best expert on fill in the blank, but if they don't know who the heck you are, they don't even know to get a hold of you. They don't know anything about you. And I always use a silly example when I talk about, Cardone says, best known beats best product. And that doesn't mean I have a crappy product. It just means McDonald's, right? Does McDonald's have the best hamburgers in the world? Of course not. But are they the best known hamburger joint in the whole entire world? Of course they are. So, you've built a brand when people start to use your name as a noun or a verb, right? You don't say, I'm going to go get a burger. Like you say, let's go to McDonald's.
Right.
Or you don't say, I don't want a tissue, I want a Kleenex, right? Massive examples of being known like that. So JJ, before we get into all that, and by the way, as a tease, guys, we're going to pick his brain in the third segment, as we always do. But JJ is going to tell us in that third segment a way to get featured in Forbes potentially for free. We're going to talk about that later. Before we get into all that though, JJ, tell us a little bit about, let's talk about your entrepreneurial journey and how you got to have a PR agency and be doing what you're doing now.
Yeah, look, for many years, I started my career in show business. It's an Australian accent. No manager, no rich dad, no agent. It was very much self-promotion. I started my career in the art of illusion and magic. So that's right, a magician, not a musician. And I worked the system of entertaining at Fortune 100 events, 50 events, corporate parties, birthday parties. And, because I saw the truth behind show business and really maybe the truth behind like how to actually get gigs, it changed my perception of like everything of what I do today, because I was really good at what I did. Like I was very talented, right? I had the best props. I had the best equipment. I was very charismatic at a party. But the problem is, maybe for people who are listening, like really good at what you do, but I struggled. I struggled for so many years to find the clients, the cash flow, the choices to make me come alive. And I'm like, why me? Like, I didn't get it, because I was led to believe and told by other people that it's kind of like in show business world, right? Luck, right time, right place. You just go to work harder. Like, I just kind of believe that, but I realized, well, that's not tactical. It's not tangible. And also like, is this just how it is? Like, do I have to struggle like this? And then obviously when you start to struggle, you start to have self-doubt, you start to question yourself, you start to think maybe this career isn't for me. And then I was at a really low place in 2009. I didn't have many gigs and I was really struggling. And a buddy of mine said to me, hey, have you heard of this platform called YouTube? And I said, no. And YouTube was very brand new. It came out end of 2006. So kind of like 2008, 2009, it was still brand new. And he said, listen, there's this platform called YouTube that you can upload videos on and people can watch you. And he goes, what you do is unique. If you just start posting videos there, maybe you'll get more opportunities. All I heard was like, if I do videos, I get gigs. Gigs equals money, money equals choices. So I said, okay, let's just do it. You know, let's just create the content. One video a week later, two videos a week later, three videos a week later, I started getting thousands of views, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, then 100,000 subscribers. You know, 7 years later, 600 videos later, my content was seen in 160 countries, 57 million views, 385,000 subscribers. And during that process of me getting more out there, I started getting all these opportunities, television, press, getting flown over business class to go, you know, speak in India for a huge event, right? Like all these big offer my own Vegas show. And that only stemmed from me, people being able to find me and see me. And then the social proof of this guy's got views and followers, and he's got that kind of social credibility. Maybe we should get him for our party. And as I started growing and getting these opportunities, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I was told the wrong thing. Like the only difference that I did was create videos. I was still charismatic. I was really good at what I did. I could still do the tricks. But because I was seen on a platform with eyeballs, everything just started getting thrown at me. And I'm like, oh, wow. Whether you're a magician or you have a finance business or you have a radio show or you have a watch business or you run a bakery, like it doesn't matter how good your croissants are. If only six people know you, you're going to be in trouble. And a lot, and the biggest problem that I speak to business owners today, it's, you know what it is? It's ego. The ego of, oh, you don't understand what's happened to me. You don't know what I've, like, no one cares, man. I came from show business, but they look at you like you're fat, you're black, you're white. Like they're allowed to, that they're, that's how Hollywood is. So I got very accustomed to being told the truth very quickly. But that's how I grew this firm and this agency today. And my true core of why is like, I love helping people go, man, I know you're really good at something. Like, I get it. I know how you struggled. I know how you feel. Let me give you a path and a plan to make it easy for you. Because I know what you're doing isn't working. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So.
Yeah, I think it's massively important. And by the way, think about it. I mean, YouTube, that it's free. I mean, it's your time. You're creating the videos and things like that. But it wasn't like you had to go pay $10,000 to get those eyeballs. Like you're getting on YouTube and you're getting eyeballs just because you're doing your thing. You know what I mean? You're putting your expertise out there and what you were good at, and you're getting those eyeballs. So I got to. We're running out of time here. I was going to ask you a question, but I don't want to give you too short of a runway to be able to answer it. But yeah, I think it's massively important. I mean, I tell people that all the time. I had a client who's had a plumbing business, and I said, you need to start a YouTube channel. And this guy's like Paul the Plumber. He's old school, you know. He said, I'm not a video guy. I don't do that. I said, what are the top 10 reasons that people call you for?
Yeah, but
make
you know
a
what
short video on how to turn on how to light a pilot light.
Yeah,
like, put it on your YouTube channel. That's going to help you. And he started, and oh my gosh, he's like, oh, it's the best thing I ever did, whatever. Good stuff. Guys, we're going to hit a break here. We're talking this week with JJ. He's a personal branding expert. We're going to come back, find out more about how he helps people. After we get the Mr. Biz tip of the week, and we'll continue and come back after the break on Mr. Biz Radio.
If you would like to reach hundreds of thousands of business owners every week, Mr. Biz Radio can help. Our show airs globally 7 days a week for more than 25 hours across several internet radio stations, plus 20 plus podcast platforms. Also, video exposure on the new exclusive Mr. Biz Network streaming channel, which gets blasted to 100 plus streaming platforms and the Mr. Biz YouTube channel and our 350,000 social media followers multiple times every week. Join Mr. Biz Nation as an advertiser by emailing us at info@MrBizSolutions.com.
Attention, Mr. Biz Nation. We have an exclusive offer just for you. Get lifetime access to scarcity countdown timers and logic links for only $69. Yes, you heard it right. Only $69. These tools will add urgency to your email campaigns and website pages, helping you increase conversions, sales, and capture more leads. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Visit GetPulseTools.com now and take your business to new heights.
Got a question for Mr. Biz you want answered on air? Email it to info@MrBizSolutions.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's time for Mr. Biz Tip of the Week. This one's a short one, but this one, I say it all the time. It sounds very obvious, but man, there's so many people out there that I got to keep banging over the head with this one. Never, never, never. I know they say never say never. Never sell anything that is below your target net margin. I know net margin sounds like, oh, you're getting a little in the weeds there, Mr. Biz. What that basically means is you want to make sure that everything that you're selling is at the right margins to where it's not losing you money, because a lot of businesses have things that they're selling that are, it's cost them $100 and they're selling it for 90, which is crazy, right? You wouldn't knowingly do that, but people do that. And not only do you need to be above 100, but it needs to be, you know, if you want your net margin to be 20%, you need to sell that thing for $120. You need to make sure that you know your numbers well enough to know what your overheads are, what your cost of goods sold are, all that stuff. Again, not to get too far in the weeds, but super, super important to know your margins and never sell anything below that target net margin that you have for your business. So that's Mr. Biz Tip of the Week this week. Again, talking this week with JJ. JJ, so the question I was going to ask you, diving back into this, we were running out of time there. I don't want to shortcut you though. Is, so how'd you transition? So you're JJ the Magician, JJ the Magnificent. I'm just going to give you a name there, and then. And then you say, hey, you know what? I learned a lot of things here, you know, building this business of my own.
Yeah.
I want to transition and do PR stuff. How did that all happen?
You know, I went from being on stage and using magic tricks as a gimmick to engage to losing the magic tricks and speaking. So I started internationally speaking. So kind of what would happen is I would end up doing an event where I would do, let's say, 45 minutes of magic and 15 minutes of speaking. Then what I would do is just drop it. And eventually my presentation was good enough that I didn't need props. I used the props as a metaphor for my story. And I started speaking around, you know, the world, talking about how I grew this YouTube channel. And obviously I had the energy. I had the magic thing, which was an in. So corporations be like, hey, he's fresh. He's young. He's Australian. He's got something new. He's got the results. And then obviously 2020 happened when the world stood still. I lost everything, my confidence, my cash flow, and my clients and my contracts, because in the space of a week, 30 contracts done. Like no one planned, oh yeah, I've got a plan B. I think we all thought, I'm Australian attitude. I'm like, I thought this would have been a week thing, right? Did anyone ever think this was just going to just enham to the level it did? So I remember being in Vegas and I was speaking on stage to a bunch of event planners. Imagine how they felt. Event planners, like their whole life was in person. So yeah. I'm speaking in Vegas on March the 12th in Las Vegas. And that like next day, New York City shut down. And then I went, okay, well, I've got a couple of choices here. I'm not going to do what everybody, a lot of people did, is just complain and mope. Like here's some juice, or here's some secret sauce with me. I've been in a position before where I felt like the whole world is falling apart. So without this sounding like too like comical or too like, I don't appreciate people that lost everything. Of course, I lost everything. But for me, I felt that emotion before because I lived in show business land. So I went, okay, I can't do this. I got to figure it out quick. So what I did is I woke up every day. We work in Hollywood, California, was an essential business, which is fantastic because that means I could go to an office. I don't work very well at home. So I went there all day, every day, 8 o'clock in the morning till 10, 11 o'clock at night, because there was nothing else to do. Everything was closed. So I had the internet and I had attention. And I said, okay, well, what is everybody needing help with? And everybody started to understand, man, I got everybody's attention here. So I was like, man, people need help. Like businesses need help to promote themselves. And I'm like, well, I know how to sell me in a very unique art form. I can easily sell a lawyer. I can easily sell a bakery guy, or I can easily sell a woman that does jewelry. If she's willing to use her personality and there's a formula and a framework and a blueprint so they don't have to feel like they don't want to be someone they're not, I'm like, yeah, this is the play. And then obviously because of PR, it's what I know, and I know the power of being seen in Forbes and television, what it can do to a profile. So along with PR and personal branding, like personality and profiling, you cannot lose. Like, and don't believe me or believe you, just look at people that you know in your space. How does this guy get all the deals? He's not even that good. Like, don't believe me. Just look in your city. This guy's not funny. He's not cool. They have a terrible product even, some people. But because everybody relates what they do or their solution to that guy, that's why they go there, right? So I realized if I can do it from a place of authenticity and place of actually like value and ethics rather than Hollywood being just a whole nother show, I'm like, I got to move here. I can win this. And then we started building this firm and helping business owners, you know, helped over 100 industries. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you sell a watch or a croissant or a radio show. Like, if you have you, I can help you monetize your whole game plan. So that's the fun part, because we can start putting an extra 5, 6, 7 figures in your pocket a year alongside your current business model. Like, people forget, you don't have to just work 60 hours a week to make you 400 grand as a, let's say, as an experienced doctor. Like, how about if I could make you 400 grand by working less half the hours? For the lot of people that don't get it, I'm like, you're not understanding. You can monetize your expertise with courses, with coaching, with consulting, licensing, books, right? There's a lot of ways, and a lot of people, they just don't know that because they've been trained. More hours, more money, I can buy the boat. I get it. So I came in showing people what I've done. So there's a case study. And yeah. I'm like, I've done this in a very unique art form. If I can do it in that art form, I can easily do it with a needed service like yours.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's so, so important. And again, I can't emphasize it enough. I mean, you know I can tell you just from my brand, very similar, although I don't know that I've reached the success that you did, but you know, in 2019, I did 100 Facebook Lives. I did 20 a month for 5 straight months. I did 100 of them over 5 months. And that is when it just took off. Everything just took off at that point. And it was all because Facebook Live was new back then.
Right, right.
And so they were, the algorithm was pushing it. If you're going to give them content, they're going to push it. So all organic, all free. And I'm getting tons and tons of views. And I'm just coming on and doing 3, 4, 5 minute videos.
Right.
About different business topics, being relatable, trying to be a little comical here and there, not just dry and boring and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But those 100 videos launched everything. And then as you're talking about, JJ, that opened doors. So now people saw me, and then my phone's ringing. They're saying, hey, will you come speak at this event? Hey, will you come and do this? Hey, would you like to partner on this? Hey, all because of doing those 100 videos, which cost me nothing but time, you know, a little bit of time here and there. And there were times where, because I committed to 20 a month, so I'd get my phone and be like, crap, I did them all on my phone. I didn't do any of them in front of like a camera, like just my phone. That was it. I'd go out. Sometimes my wife would be making dinner. I'd be 7 o'clock at night. I'd be like, crap, I forgot to do a video today. And I'd go back on our back patio and I'd stand out there and do my, you know, 4 minute video and come back in. My wife's like, what are you doing? Like, but it's so, so important. And a lot of the stuff you can get organic, you can do it for free, at least to build. And then as things start to take off, you can start to invest some money in that to really explode it in a lot of different ways. I know we'll get some more thoughts on you for that, JJ. But before we head to break here, tell us, what's the best website we can go to find out more information about your agency?
Yeah, aceofspadesagency.com, because obviously I was a magician. So Ace of Spades, like a cards, agency.com. Nice and simple.
Okay, perfect. We'll put that in the show notes too, guys. We're going to hit a break here, come back after, and we're going to get some tips from JJ on building our personal brand.
How would you like to have direct access to Mr. Biz to help you run your business more profitably and more efficiently? At MrBizSolutions.com, you get live access to not only Mr. Biz, but also several of his hand-picked and trusted business experts, each with 20-plus years of experience to help you optimally manage and grow your business. That's just the start of where Mr. Biz Solutions begins. Learn more at MrBizSolutions.com. That's MrBizSolutions.com.
Attention, Mr. Biz Nation. We have an exclusive offer just for you. Get lifetime access to scarcity countdown timers and logic links for only $69. Yes, you heard it right. Only $69. These tools will add urgency to your email campaigns and website pages, helping you increase conversions, sales, and capture more leads. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Visit GetPulseTools.com now and take your business to new heights.
Check out all three of Mr. Biz's best-selling books at MrBizBooks.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
All right, welcome back to the show. It is time to get into some meat here, to get into some details. You guys have heard JJ's story, how he got into all this stuff, how he was, as I coined him, JJ the Magnificent, as a magician, morphed that into speaking, started his PR agency. So JJ, what are some things, again, you know, the vast majority of our listeners are, you know, have a business. They're a baker, or they have a personal brand, or they're, you know, an entrepreneur in some form or fashion. They're a speaker, professional speaker. They're an author. What are some things, what are some practical tips, even just like PR 101 things to start, at least, of what someone could do, even just on their own, just to get the ball rolling a little bit?
Yeah, the biggest thing which a lot of people forget about when it comes to like just general understanding of how to scale your business, like how many people know exactly what you do? People go, oh yeah, people know. Well, really? Do they? 1,000%? Like I specialize in helping people like control the narrative and message. And people still today will say, oh, you like the social media guy. See, that's a problem. That means my message isn't clear or my narrative isn't clear. So the first thing I'm big on is like Googling yourself. We do this with every client when they come into the office. I don't tell them what to do. I show them what the internet says. And the biggest thing is if you just go and Google your company or your name or what you do and see what comes up, because people are vetting you for trust. They don't know you or they want to get to know you, especially when money gets involved or a larger amount of money. Like I want to know who I'm giving my money to. There's a few choices now. Gone are the days where you have like two choices. Oh, we got the guy down the street. I've known him for 30 years and some guy I met on TV, right?
Yep.
Now it's like I've got the guy on TV, the guy down the street, my friend's uncle, like my sister who's getting into it. Like I could probably learn it on YouTube. You see what I'm explaining, right? The choices of a solution is so higher now. So I want to make sure that you, by just at least having your Google presence dialed in and clear, like have a look at what it says about you. If there's one video or one comment or one thought that turns people off, people do not give people chances anymore. They just, the risk tolerance, most people won't be like, oh, I see that, but I'll give them a chance. They don't. And if they see something they don't want to see, so I'm big on like, before you worry about personal branding, just what does your social media say about you? What is your Instagram? What is your LinkedIn? What is your website? Because gone are the days where you can kind of hide. If you hide, people are like, what are they hiding?
Right.
Like you, there is a way to finesse it. Obviously, this is how we help people too. But like there is a way to infuse your personality. It's like personality and the professionalism into one place. So step one is Google yourself. Like just allow Google to tell you what it says about your company. Hey, am I coming up on the first of the page, or am I trying? Is someone else trying to beat me? Hey, was I involved in a law case or something bad in the past? Does that come up on Google? We do reputation as well. Like sometimes people are involved in something or a law case, like that's still coming up on the first page of Google. You need to fix that. So that, and then the second thing, which is a bit more holistic, but the reason why a lot of people aren't growing their personal brand, it isn't because they don't know if they're scared. It always comes down to the fear of rejection and the fear of judgment. So it's, if you think about it logically, if I said, hey, I'm going to give you $1 million in a year, if you can just turn on the camera and start talking, makes sense. Yeah. But the problem is turning on the camera and pressing a button and starting talking. The problem is that people start to think, well, how am I going to look? How am I going to sound? What are people going to think about me? Where is it going to go? And that blocks people. So what I congratulate you about what you've done is you pushed through that. You didn't care. Like I didn't care to do 3 videos a week for 7 to 8 years. But the biggest problem, it isn't got to do with talent or looks or like, are you not an expert? No, you're just scared of putting yourself out there. That's it. And it's hard because that is a very challenging thing just to be able to tell someone to do, because you're dealing with public speaking. Public speaking is still the number one fear in the world. on a stage where you can see the people. So if I'm asking you to do a video on a stage where you don't see the people, I get the fear.
So, yeah, I think one of the difficult things is, so for me, it wasn't a big deal at all. I mean, I've been doing this show for several years at that point. I'd done some speaking. That wasn't a big deal for me. And as a matter of fact, what really helped me, and this is what I would also encourage folks to do, just what JJ said, is pull out the camera and start talking. Was the first video I did, was it great? No. Was the second one great? No. Third, fifth, tenth? No. I got better as I went along. And along the way, I was getting feedback. People appreciated that I did them live. They weren't overproduced.
Yeah.
They weren't produced at all, frankly, right? I just was going live and they were out there. And so people would say, see how authentic I was. I didn't have to speak perfectly. I didn't have to enunciate perfectly. If I made a mistake, I'd be like, oh my gosh, what a dummy. I messed that up. Here's what I meant to say, you know, or whatever. People say, oh, you're so authentic. And people appreciate that honesty and it's not overproduced and whatever. And the other thing I think that goes along with what you're talking about, JJ, is it's one thing, public speaking and standing up in front of people is one thing. I know a lot of people fear it. I love it. It sounds like you do as well. I feed off the energy from the audience. But I think that's even different because I think as people get into their heads, like you're talking about, if I'm standing up in front of 1,000 people, there's 1,000 people. Now, some people may be recording it or whatever, but there's only 1,000 people I might look like an idiot in front of, right? Which I think is most people's fear, like you said. But if I'm doing a video that's out on YouTube or out on Facebook or some social media platform,
they don't know.
It stays out there in the perpetuity. Yeah. I mean, millions of people could end up seeing it.
Exactly.
Right? And so I think a lot of people get into their own head and go, man, if I mess this up, you know, what if 1 million people see me look like an idiot?
No one cares.
Yeah.
Like, what did you eat for lunch 4 days ago? Exactly. You know, dude, you don't even know what you had for lunch. No one's thinking about you. Like, trust me on that. From someone that's been in this space where I have multiple eyeballs, like, no one's like, hey, I remember what you said 2:37 of the 17th. No. If anyone was going to know, it's going to be me. So, like, I think that tactical tip is great. I think it's really holistically important for us to share that, because to re-remind people, like, it's not that important. You're in your head. Like, just look at the value. I said, imagine if I said you could do this task every day, and in 6 to 12 months, I could guarantee you all the deals, all the opportunities, people would come to you first. That is the outcome of what you do with this. So, like, that's the way you should be looking at that solution. This task that I'm uncomfortable doing, just like, who wants to make cold calls? Who wants to deal with, like, say, like we all get it. But the solution is that. The solution is, like, you don't ever have to worry about deal flow or opportunities or market shifts, because your personal brand is strong. If, perfect example, I went from a magician to a speaker to running an agency, completely different industries, right? But because I had that know, like, and trust, I could bring people along and use that part of my story. Like, I'm the perfect case study to share with you. It doesn't matter. So when the whole world stood still and I couldn't speak and I lost my contracts, in a year and a half, we're hitting 7 figures. Like, yo, no rich dad, no funding, right? I'm not American, so I couldn't get funding easy. Like, there was no free shortcuts. I'm like, I'm just time. I got to figure it out. So, like, that's the powerful thing that people forget sometimes.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, your transition, again, you're your own case study, right? So I'm sure as you were starting your agency, you probably started with some folks that you had known and, you know, from your prior lives. But also, as you're building, people go, well, I've never heard of you. You just started. How do I know you're good? And you go, well, by the way, here's what I did for my own brand.
Here's
what I did as a magician. Here's what I did as a speaker, things like that. People see that. Guys, we're talking this week with JJ. You can find out more, and we'll put this in the show notes as well, but aceofspadesagency.com. That's aceofspadesagency.com. JJ, we're out of time here, but I loved having you on the show. Great information. I really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you again. Thanks for having me. All the best.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your week. And don't forget, as always, cash flow is king.
To become part of Mr. Biz Nation, follow him on all social media platforms or never miss a show by going to MrBizRadio.com. If you prefer free video content, visit the Mr. Biz YouTube channel or check out his streaming channel, which is available on 100-plus streaming platforms at MrBizNetwork.com.